Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text today is from our Old Testament reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 51, verses 1, and God's word said, "Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness and who seek the Lord. This is the word of God." Dear brother and sister in Christ Jesus, back when the telegraph was the fastest method of long-distance communication, a young man applied for a job as a Morse code operator. Answering an ad in the newspaper, he went to the office address that was listed. When he arrived, he entered a large, busy office filled with noises and clatter, including the sound of the telegraph in the background. A sign on the receptionist counter instructs job applicant to fill out a form and wait until they summon to enter the inner office. The young man filled out his form and sat down with several other applicants in the waiting area. After a few minutes, the young man stood up, crossed the room to the door of the inner office, and walked right in. Naturally, the other applicant perked up, wondering what was going on. They muttered among themselves that they hadn't heard any summons yet. They assumed that the young man who went into the office made a mistake and would be disqualified. Within a few minutes, however, the employee escorted the young man out of the office and said to the other applicant, "Gentlemen, thank you very much for coming, but the job just had been filled." The other applicant began to grumbling to each other and once spoke up saying, "Wait a minute, I don't understand. He was here last to come in, and we never even got a chance to be interviewed. Yet he got the job. That's not fair." The employer said, "I'm sorry, but all the time you have been sitting here, the telegraphs have been sending out the following message in Morse code. If you understand this message, then come right in. The job is yours." None of you heard it or understood it. This young man did, and he got the job. You see, we live in a world that is full of busyness and clatter, like that office. People are distracted and unable to hear the still, small voice of God as he speaks to them. What about you? Are you tuned into God's voice? Do you hear him when he speaks to you? Or are you listening and seeking God? Our Old Testament reading today said, "Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness and who seek the Lord." You see, during the time of the prophet Isaiah, it unveiled the full dimension of God's judgment, and it's also unveiled its salvation to his people. God is holy, is the Holy One of Israel, who must punish his rebellious people, but will afterward also redeem them. Israel is a nation blind and deaf like a vineyard that will be trampled, a people void of justice or righteousness. So in order for God to redeem his people, the prophet Isaiah was sent to proclaim the good news that they may need to listen and seek the Lord for their everlasting salvation. The issue is that man who pursue righteousness and who seek the Lord are impossible to find. How can you pursue something that you cannot see? In reality, what the scripture really means is that you need to listen to his word. and seek the Lord is for you to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Some of you are listening and seeking something of this earthly thing that you cannot find the fulfillment. Some of you come to church today to see if you can listen to a word of encouragement or seek the Lord for his peace. Isaiah said, "Look to the rock from which you were hewn, were cut, and to the quarry from which you were hewn." You see, we humans are like rock that just lay lifeless on the earth. God reminded us that we are from him, who created us, and from him he formed us, so that we need to listen and seek him for our salvation. But brother and sister in Christ Jesus, who do you listen to, and who do you seek when it comes to your salvation? Do you listen to God when he called you to faith and wanted you to go out to the world and proclaim his good news to others so that others may listen and seek the Lord for their salvation also? The problem people have today for not listening and seeking the Lord's grace is that we are too busy for the wealth of this world. We turn our ears and seek for the things that don't last. When people do this, it usually ends in frustration, conflict, doubt, and fear. The burden that people carry are so heavy, and many of them doesn't know who they can turn to help them, to lift up their frustration, their conflict, their doubt, and their fear. Even when Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest," some of these people are not listening and seeking God's provision. Here's a story. A Native American and his friend went in downtown New York City, walking near Times Square, were filled with people. Cars were honking. Their horn taxi cab were squealing their wheel around the corner, and sirens were wailing, and the sound of the city were almost deafening. Suddenly, the Native American said, "I hear a cricket." "What? You must be crazy. You could possibly hear a cricket in all of these noises." "No, I'm sure of it," the Native American said. "I heard a cricket." "That's crazy," said the friend. The Native American listened carefully for a moment, then walked across the street to a big cement planter where some shrubs were growing. He looked into the bushes beneath the branches, and sure enough, he located a small cricket. His friend was utterly amazed. "That is incredible," said his friend. "You must have a superhuman ears." "No," said the Native American, "my ears are no different than from yours. It all depends on what you are listening for." "But that can't be," said the friend. "I could never hear a cricket in this noise." "Yeah, sure, it's true," came the reply, "but it still depends on what you are listening for. Here, let me show you." He reached into his pocket, pulled out a few coins, and discreetly dropped them on the sidewalk. And then, with the noise of the crowd street still blurring in their ear, they noticed that their head within every 20 feet turned and looked to see if that money, that tinkle on the pavement, was there. "See what I mean?" asked the Native American. "It all depends on what you are listening for." You see, in the midst of how we don't listen and seek God, Isaiah's word still encourages us to be bold and hopeful, and that we will be able to listen and seek God for our hope and our strength, that we may obtain righteousness, and that we live a life that be a light to the nation, that others may also listen and seek God for their salvation. God promises that his salvation will last forever and his righteousness will never fail. But the world today has turned upside down from good to evil. Every time we try, it's always seen that temptation always overcome us and tend to turn the opposite instead of turning us to listen to God and seek him for his word to strengthen us. How are we supposed to listen and seek God when we are not at peace at all? But brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, in the midst of this world, God has already overcome the evil of this world on the cross. Jesus already conquered the temptation that you and I are not able to do. He is our strength, and Christ invited us to listen and seek him for all of our problem. How are we to do that? Leave this worldly lifestyle and come to believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. As Jesus said, again, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So we are to believe and trust Jesus as Lord and Savior more today than yesterday. We are to listen to his word where he continues to teach us to live the life according to God's will, that it may be pleasing to our Heavenly Father, and continue to seek God for the knowledge and for the wisdom that everything we do are done to bring honor and glory to his name. Most of you, or all of you, probably heard the story of John Newton, the author of the hymn, one of the greatest hymns, The Amazing Grace. We only hear what a wonderful man that God had blessed him with the talent to write such a wonderful hymn that he has been translated into more languages than any other hymn in the history of mankind. But the reality is that when John Newton was young, he never listened or seek God. He tried to do the opposite of what the scriptures say. Every time he talked to a person, he would try to persuade or lead that person astray or try to corrupt that person. He spent countless hours of trying to find a new word to curse just to make a point that he did it. He was a deserter from the Navy and has been severely punished for that. He became a slave trader. He later became a slave to another slave dealer and was rescued by a sea captain. And then he was returned to England. The ship, during his trip back to England, encountered a severe storm. He woke up in the middle of the night and the ship filled with water. He called out to God. The cargo shift and stopped the hull, and the ship drift to safety. He began to read the Bible and accept Christ as his Savior. From that point on, he avoided profanity, gambling, and drinking. In 1764, he was ordained as priest. In 1779, the hymn Amazing Grace was published. You see, from a negative person to a positive person. So do you listen and seek God, or you rather listen and seek the thing of this world? We all know that we have to have the physical things such as food and shelter, but are you listening and seeking God on the spiritual side of your life? Our Old Testament reading today said, "Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness and who seek the Lord." You see, throughout the Bible, the scripture always encourages God's people to listen and seek God for his provision. Even though God continually to provide for his people, people always being rebellious and always go the opposite by not listening to him. When people don't listen, God will make sure that they understood that God is still in control. For example, the flood that wiped away the human race for causing sin, the Tower of Babel confusing one language to many, many languages, the 40 years in the desert, snake bitten for complaining and refusing God's provision, and enslaved to the Babylonian because of their disobedience. When the people doesn't listen, God acts so that people could turn back and seek him for their comfort, for their hope, and for their strength. The prophet Amos writes, "Seek the Lord and live. Seek good and not evil, that you may live." When God sees that the people of this world continue not to listening and seeking him, he sent his one and only Son to the world. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, did not have to listen to God. He could have just said, "Let those sinful people be sinful and let them go to hell." Instead, he listened to the Father, came to earth, born to a virgin, have flesh and blood just like you and I. He went to the cross so that your sin are paid in full and make you righteous in God's sight. So during Jesus' ministry, God continued to tell people to listen to Jesus. You see, during Transfiguration, we see and heard God's voice. God said, "This is my Son, whom I love, with him I'm well pleased. Listen to him." During Jesus' ministry, he continued to point people to listen and seek God for their salvation. He said, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness." Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came and seek the lost so that you and I can believe and trust in him that we may have eternal life. When you read the word of God, listen to what it said, let it transform you, that you may seek God's will, and that you may live the life that are pleasing to him. So brothers and sisters in Christ, and all the things that you do for bring honor and glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because you listen and seek God for his kingdom as righteousness. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Amen.